Okay, today's Daf Pei Hei. We are on Pei Dalet Amud Beis, the last line. The Gemara had just said that if you have two, the Gemara, the past couple of Daf has been speaking about the Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and related issues related to if you have two Rishuyos that feed into another one or have another one in between them, and there's a Din Rabbanan that you assign that area. If it has easier usage, easier access, you assign that to one of the Rishuyos. So we just said a limitation on that halacha, that we just said at the last point that we did, and that is Ashitas Abaya. That Abaya says that if the two Rishuyos don't have a real machitza between them, and they are within 10 tvachim height of each other, so then you don't apply the principle of Tashmisha Menachas, Tashmisha Bakasha, because they're all looked at as one Rishus, and therefore you wouldn't assign the third area to one and not the other. The Gemara just tried to bring a proof from this case with the Gog, the porch, and the little merpesa connected to it, and the Aliyah inside. The Gemara says, no, you can't bring a proof to that, because Vidilma, the last line, had said, Kisharabim Makasvin Allah Bakumsa Vasudra. No, maybe people put down their hats and their scarves on this area, and therefore there is no proof that it was a case where it's difficult for the B'nai Rishus Rabim, and we'd be able to prove that it asers still, and that would prove Ashita Sabaya. Or says, don't prove it because it's easy for both people to use it. The repassive people are easy to use it because it's within 10 tvachim, and the B'nai Rishus Rabim, because they didn't have to reach down, they just put their hats and their scarves on it. This is an interesting little discussion I saw in the postkim related to this Gemara, but how are they allowed to take off their hats? The Bechor Shor asked Kiksha, Ketzad Mutter Lamod Begilui Rosh, Kisir Meisir Hakova. Hari overall Mashademer Beshulchan Arach Shalom Yamod Begilui Rosh. And in those days, I guess yarmulkes weren't so common. They had hats. There's a lach of Gilui Rosh, so that they had a hat on. But once you take off your hat, the Gemaras and Shabbos we had talk about Amoram who didn't walk Dalan Amos Begilui Rosh. But here you take it off your hat. So that maybe the minhag of yarmulke didn't start yet. So how could they have done this? So says the Bechor Shor. You have a couple of important yesodos here. The Bechor Shor says v'tirit sheba ofan sheose zos kedei lahaker v'chadome v'nikar mitoch dvarav sheina ose zos l'chukos ha'akum mutu lo l'galos as rosho. Again, in days of old, when you walked into somebody's house, it was the minhag to take off your hat. That was covered. So that was the ways of the Umos HaOlam. So says the Bechor Shor, if it's nikar that you're taking off your hat just to cool off and not to dafka to take away the yarmulke aspect, the hat aspect, the yare malka aspect, where the word yarmulke comes from, yare malka. So then that is not a problem. The Mahari Bruna says maybe they were just going to sit down. And if you're going to sit there, you're not going to move. So then, b'yeshiva ein iser b'davar, shukein derech le'yeshiva l'haka me'alav, v'hakol afitzuras ha'yeshiva. The Magen Avram in Reish Samach, in Reish Pebez, quotes this and says, maybe amid is also mutter, as long as you're not moving. So where people get the idea of, if, as long as you're not moving, you're okay, you're standing in place, okay, you have to stop. You can't move, and then somebody's going to bring you the yarmulke. Again, the Bechor Shor, though, doesn't like any of these. He thinks even b'yeshiva, even amid would be a problem, and you need the issue of not being nikar, or being nikar, that it's not you're not taking it off for a problematic reason. Anyway, it's a little allusion to that, to the issue of Isser Lahalech Begili Rosh from this line of the Gemara about the Makasvin Alav. Okay, next line of the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Bor, top of Ayam and Olive, Bor, Shvish, Dechatzeros, Buflegis, Mikosel Zeh, Arba, Umikosel Zeh, Arba. You have a picture book that would be helpful here. You have a, I think it might be an extra one on the shelf at the end over there. But says the, let's say you have a bar, you have a well. I'll hold it up if you need. A well between two walls. And the well is more than four tfachim from each of the walls. And there is no door to get into the area of the well. All there is a window. As we're going to talk about today, this is called tashmush da'avir. You have air, the way you use this is through the air. You got to stick a pail through the window, and you'll stick it into the well. But you can't walk in there. There are no doors to get in there. So the question is, because both of these people, both of these chatzeros that open into this, both of these windows that open in, they both have tashmush da'avir. So does that aser? So says the Braisa, in the name, says of Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, Zemotzi ziz kalshu mamale, Zemotzi ziz kalshu mamale. They each stick out a little ziz, a little protrusion, a little piece of plank, and in that way, if you do that, then that's enough of a hecker to remind you that each other has rights in here, and you're allowed to use it. As Rashi here explains, me'ikaradin, you don't need anything here, because it's just tashmish da'avir, and tashmish da'avir does not aser. That is what the that's what the Amud Aleph is going to talk about today, whether it asers or not. According to Shmuel, Me'ikir Adin, it doesn't aser, but Shmuel does hold of Gzeira, that you have to do something so you don't get mixed up to a real with this and a real chatzir where you're able to both people are able to walk in. In a case where a chatzir where you both have regular tashmish, obviously you need an Eruv. So here you only have tashmish davir. So it's totally different. Tashmish davir Me'ikir Adin doesn't aser. Rashi says you still need a ziz laheker ba'alma so you don't get confused. Or the words of the Maharshal, Shlomo Luria in the on this daf says Mishum Gzeira Hilkach Dai Beheker Ksas. It's a Heker Ksas. You have a little Heker to remind you that this is really owned by a number. This really there's really access to this area by two different groups of people. But again, it's Mutter because it's only Tashmish Da'avir. Rabbi Yehuda Didei Amar Afilu Kanya. Rabbi Yehuda just quoted the prior psak from Shmuel, and Rabbi Yehuda himself says you don't even need a ziz. Afilu Kanya, even a reed would be good enough. That was a reed, and the Rashi explained, before I explained, they reviewed this, saying this even in Shmuel, that Shmuel himself doesn't really need a ziz, even a reed would be good enough. What's the difference between a ziz and a kanya? A protrusion that's like the ziz, the made out of wood, and a kanya is a reed. So the Rashba here says the difference is the size. The Rashba here says that a ziz is a tefach by tefach. It says kalshu, but it must be the tefach. That means kalshu, because it doesn't need dalat tefachim. But ziz must be the tefach, and then a reed is even a kalshu. So he's saying even Shmuel didn't really require a tefach protrusion. All he requires is a minimal kalshu piece, because again, this is only mishum heker, because really usage by airspace and not by walking is not really maker adin a problem. The Ritva quotes this Rashba's difference between ziz and kane and doesn't really like it, because ziz and kane, says the Ritva, v'ena mechura b'enai, tekivan deshina l'shono miziz l'kanya, mashma sha'ashina yuhu begufam v'lo b'shiurim. Sounds like there's something inherently different about ziz and kanya. If it would have just meant shiurim, it would have just had a big ziz, a small ziz, or shiurim. But the fact that the Gemara uses different words makes it sound like there's something inherently. It's a different beguf, not beshiur. So says the Ritva, a different shot. Lekach nira li, what's the difference between ziz and kanya? The ziz kol shehu mashma davar kavua ke'ein stam ziz. A ziz is a permanent, like a sill. You have a sill outside your window, that's permanent, like that piece of wood in the picture. For Rabbi Yehuda Pirish, afilu kanya, shidosu shamar rai lafisha, if you just put a little reed there, something sticking out, even on a temporary basis, that's also okay. Either way, so whether it's the Rashba, whether it's the Ritva, the Rabbi Yehuda quoting Shmuel, or saying himself, Mishum Kanya, they both hold that, again, Tashmish Da'avir Me'ikir Hadin, everybody is going to agree, is not a problem. In other words, if you use this area only through airspace, you can't walk in there, that's called Tashmish Da'avir Me'ikir Hadin, is not a problem, but because you don't want to get confused with a case where you can actually walk in, you have to put some type of heker there. That is Shita Shmuel, and Rav Yehuda's quoting him, and Rav Yehuda's version of Shmuel. That is all one. Amrle Abayla Rav Yosef, Hadar Rav Yehuda de Shmuel hi. This point of the Gemara thinks that Abaya heard the statement from Rav Yehuda, but didn't hear as we have it in the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. He just heard Rav Yehuda say it. And Rav Yehuda had two Rabbeim, as we had before. Rav and Shmuel were both his Rabbeim. So the question is, who did he hear this from? So Abaya said that Rav Yehuda must have heard this from Shmuel. In other words, Shmuel is the one that holds that there's a gzeira by Tashmish Avir that you have to put a heker there so you don't get mixed up between this case and other cases where you can actually walk in there. De'i de Rav, because if Rav Yehuda say this in the name of Rav, but Rav doesn't hold this way. Ha'amar ein adam oser al chaver derech avir. Rav holds that there is no iser, a person on his friend derech avir. Meaning, you wouldn't even need a hacker. So it must be that he said this in the name of Shmuel. Ude Shmuel mehecha. So now we're going to talk about, where must Rav Yehuda heard Shmuel say this? Which statement? So that he would relate it and mention that in this case, you would need the zizim. So in which case did he say it? So Ilema from the following mehad the Amr of Nachman Amr Shmuel, what we had yesterday, from that case, Gaga Samach Lurishus Arabim Sorach Sulam Kavuala Hatiro. Did he hear it in that case? Remember, you have the case of the big porch next to the Bnei Aliyah, next to the building, and you have a little mirpeset, a little porch stuck off of the big porch, and then you have the Rishus Arabim, which we had yesterday. If you want to look back, that was a picture 285. And 286. Right, that was the discussion we had yesterday. So the Gemara says, Havamina, isn't that a case where The people in the street could only use the, they're not going to walk onto the big porch, they're just going to throw things onto the big porch, because it's a little high for them, and if they're going to throw things onto the big porch, that's just a tashmish da'avir, that's a usage through airspace, and if it's usage through airspace, what does it say? You still need a sulam. You need a sulam, or else it's going to be a problem. You need a sulam kavua, permanent sulam, between the people in the house and the porch. Without that, though, the B'nai Rishus HaRabin, the people in the street, would aser. What do you mean? How could they aser? It's only a tashmish ta'avir. This must be where Shmuel, where Rav Yehuda heard Shmuel say this, and this must be the Shmuel that says that tashmish avir does aser, and therefore you need something to be a keker. You need something to signify so you don't get mixed up with other cases. So Gemara says, 1 minute. No, remember what we said at the end of yesterday? That's no raya to this case. Dilma kid Rav Papa. That case isn't talking about a case where it's purely tashmish da'avir. Like Rav Papa said, what did Rav Papa say? The case where you put the hats and the scarves on it. The people of Shazarabim use that very easily. So therefore there's no raya to Shmuel that that's a case of tashmish da'avir. There is a difference. What exactly was the Havamina and what's the Maskana? What changed? In the, it's a raya, Kamashwan is not a raya. So machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. Exactly what? How do you read the Gemara? Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Dilma says, third word, Me'ikaras al kedaita da'ari b'masos kevedim. The Havamina means that we're talking about heavy loads, as we said yesterday for Rabbeinu Yohanan's son. That we're talking about heavy loads. He said that to answer another question at the beginning of yesterday's shir. So the Havamina means that we're talking about heavy loads. The osan, those heavy loads in regilin hiskariv l'ksalim. You're not very close to the walls, assumes the Gemara. The Mishtamshin Aidei Zrika. And that's why you're going to use it through Zrika. Meaning, Tashmish Da'avir. The Mishtamshin Kagon Osa Shemavshilin Masos Mamakolos Al Ktefayim. Uksherosim Lakatef Miktefayim Alagag. Vyashavzik Dalim in Avir Lagag. How do you put this huge bundle? How are you carrying a huge bundle? Assumes the Gemara, let's say you have it on a stick. Or on a pole. You have a huge bundle next to the, on the end of the pole. You're going to try to throw this bundle up onto the area, onto the platform. So you stand a little bit away from the wall in order to throw this big bundle up. So therefore, that's the Havamina of the Gemara. Isn't that the usage that we're talking about? And that would classify as a Zrika or Tashmish Da'avir. And therefore, you see it asers and as a Raya. That's where Shmuel says the Shita of Tashmish Da'avir does aser. Kamash Malan says, so it says, no. Kamash Malan, Umishani becomes a Vesudra Shutavar Kal. No, we're talking about a case. They're going to use it by putting their hats and scarves on it. So it can be very close. It could be very close to the wall, and therefore that won't be called Zrika. That would be called Tashmish Mamish. That would be called usage, and therefore it's no Raya to Shmuel. So what changed in the Hava Mina Maskana, according to Tosfos, is heavy bundles versus light bundles. Rashi doesn't tell us what the Maskana said, but at least he says what the Hava Mina is. Rashi in the, says, where's the Rashi? Tzarech Sulam Kavua, in about the sixth wide line. Says Rashi, Tzarech Sulam Kavua, V'yilo b'nei rishis aram asri, aleha derech avir. She'en gagzeh roli tashmishon. This gag is not roi for to their usage. El emkei tzarkot alav shum davar. Why? Now Rashi throws in a detail that's not in the Gemara. The stam rishis aram ika chifufei, somech l'ksalim, u'misrachkim al karchan. That would mean is because there are usually bumper type of stones in the street. We had this once before, that the people in the street don't get too close to your yard. So you put like we have sidewalks, but they have like little bumpers so people don't get too close. Therefore, if you have these little stones in the ground, so you stay far away. So Rashi says, obviously, you're going to be using it through Zrika, through the airspace, because they can't put something directly on it, because they stay away through the bump with it because of the bumpers. So what's the answer? That's why some Achronim say that's why Tosas didn't like Rashi, because what's the answer for Rashi? What, there are no chifufei? That's the difference. There are chifufei, there are no chifufei? So we have to say, the Yad David, or some other Achronim suggests, that no, maybe the point is, according to Rashi, generally, people don't go through next to the chifufei, right next to the Rishus HaRabim. But if you want to, there are certain individuals, sometimes they can get close. So that's the Maskana. There are some people that use it, B'nai Rishus HaRabim, that use it mamish, through a regular tashmish, not through a tashmish avir. So that's the difference in the Havamina Maskana according to Rashi. Either way, the Gemara said, therefore, that this is not a good source for a Shita Shmuel holding tashmish avir, Adam Oser Al Chavero. So we're going to look for another one. The Ella Meha. But it's from the following. And now the Gemara changes that what we heard in the name of Shmuel before, and now it says, oh, that's what he heard in the name of Shmuel. Zem Mozi Ziz Kol Shu Mamale, Zem Mozi Ziz Kol Shu Mamale. Exactly the case that we had on top. Tai Madafik. The only reason that Shmuel allows this is because he put out the Zizim. Because he holds that there's an Isser Midir Abanan. Halo Afik Amrino Adam Oser Al Chaveiro Derech Avir. So that's the Raya that Shmuel says that just usage by airspace through windows, one Oser's on their friend, and therefore you have to put a Hecker there. Fine. Uderabahechas. That was where Shmuel said his statement. Where did Rav say his statement? Where do we know that Rav holds that Tashmish Shavir is not a problem? Just one ha'ara on here. The Rashba quotes a case that we had a couple days ago, which seems to be Lekulei Alma. The question is, if your whole Tashmish Shavir is not a problem, so then why is it Usser? The Rashba quotes the case, remember the Kosel Bein Shtei Chatzeros. You have a wall between two Chatzeros that's 10 high and 4 wide. What was the halacha then? It's Tashmish Kasha for both of them. So the Gemara had said they both can't bring stuff up and down from there. They could use it on top, but they both can't bring up the stuff up and down. Why? Because that's considered a Rishus L'Shneihem, and they both can't use it. And the Gemara doesn't say that's only L'Shmuel, it's even L'Rav. So if Rav holds, as we're going to prove, that Tashmish Shavir is not a problem, so then why is that different? Why up top, on top of the Chatzer, on top of this wall between the Chatzeros, why is that Aser? It should be Tashmish Shavir of both of them, and it's Mutter. Just like this case over here, where you have two people going into the well in the middle, it's Tashmish Shavir. So the Rashba answers, the Yesh Lomar, the Shiny Hassam, the Kivin Shahadiyurim Psuchim Sham, Va'avir Chatzera Mamish, Hu Shasholeit Bo, Bechi Ha, the Kuleyama Usser. I'm going to say something similar on Ahmed Beis in the Gemara, but the Rashba here says that this is different. In the case by the well, if you look back at the picture that we started off with today, picture number 287, you have this well in between the two Chatzeros, the well is more than four Tzvachim away from the Chatzeros. That's pure Tashmish Avir that is difficult. Tashmish Avir is not called a Tashmish. So that's the case where it's difficult. Here, okay, it's Bizrika, but it's Mamish right next to your Chatzer. 10 Tzvachim, as we said yesterday, you don't have to reach really up. So it's a little, you have to reach straight ahead, 10 Tzvachim. How high is 10 Tzvachim? 30 inches. So it's not high at all. So if it's right next to you, so then even that's not going to be, that Tashmish Avir is not going to be called a Tashmish Avir. That's going to be called a regular Tashmish. Mashiach, in this case of the wells, that's a real serious problem. Because that, you have to go 4 Tzvachim width first, and then throw your pail into this well, and that's why that's going to be the case where the machlokas is. But again, if it's going to be an easy Tashmish Avir, that's not going to answer. We're going to get back to that on the top of Amma Base. So continues the Gemara. Udrav Mehecha. So where is the source of Rav that Rav holds that Tashmish Avir is not a problem? Ilei Ma Meha, from the following case which we quoted also yesterday. Shteguz is Taroz Azulam Alamizu. You have these two sills, one on top of another, one above another, but not on top of another. They're next to each other, two wells with water down below, and as we described yesterday, you make this symbolic mechitza either above or below the top porch, and therefore the people in the top porch want to put their pail through the wall, as we had back in picture 284. You want to put the pail through the walls, through the imaginary, and we say it's as if the mechitzos are yored v'sosem. So that's the case here. So are they allowed to use that? So shtein asuras ashir ya'arvu. So the what we had yesterday, the Mishnah said that they're both Aser until they make an Erev between them. Why? Because the people on the bottom little porch are going to Aser the people on the top porch. Why? Because they're going to throw their pail through, and it's going to go down. So again, that's a usage, that's a makom, that's miucha l'shnehem, and therefore they have to make an Erev. V'yom Rafuna Marav, and Rafuna Marav said, describing that statement, lo shanu ala besmucha, when do you say that the bottom one asers on the top one, if they are samach to each other? What does samach mean? Rashi says, within dalet tfachim, next to each other on the wall. Avol b'mufleges, but if they're farther away from each other, if they're pretty far away, so then arba'a elyon avol mufleges arba'a elyonim mutaris v'tachlor asura. But if they're mufleges, if they're more than four tefachim away, then the top one could use it and not the bottom one. So the Gemara asks, isn't this a raya that Tashmish Avir doesn't answer? Why? Because the bottom one that's going to throw their pail up to the top one to throw it through the wall, they're not going to go up there. It's not, we don't have the Yukimta as we had yesterday that there's a ladder in between. They're going to throw their pails. That's a pure Tashmish Avir. If it's a pure Tashmish Avir, and you see, it does not aser by Mufleges Arba. If it's within Dalid, so that's not Mufleges, that's not called just a Tashmish Avir. If it's within four Tfachim, that's called a Tashmish. It's very easy, as we said. But if it's Mufleges Arba, that's called a Tashmish Avir. Therefore, you see that it is Mutter, Mutaris, Elyona Mutaris, Vatachlor Asura. So that's a Raya to Rav. That's where Rav says it. Right, because it's Amar Avuna, Amar Rav. So the verse says, no, Dil Mashani Hacha. Maybe that's not a proof. Tekiva Dil Azeb Ezrika B'Sholshol. Ul Azeb Ezsholshol L'chudei, Kol Azeb Ezrika L'Azeb Pesach Dami. No, the reason that you don't answer in that case by the Tachtona, if it's Mufleges, is not because of Tashmish Avir, but because it's so much easier in that case for the Bnei Aliyah to use it. They just put their pail through the hole and put it down. These people, they're lower, they're far away, they gotta take their pail, they gotta throw it for Tvachim, and it's gotta reach into the Mechitza there and shoot down. That's very hard. So in relative terms, so that we're going to consider it as if one is Bezrika and one is Mamisha Pesach, even though the top one don't really have a Pesach, because it's above 10 Tzvachim, that's the reason that they don't Aser, because we consider it as if they have a Pesach, because it's so much easier for them to use it. But it does not have anything to do with Tashmish Avir. So that's, that case is not accepted. So Ela Meha, so we have another try, where Rav Shita is based on Meha Adam Rav Nachman Amar Rav Huam Rav. Again, a statement of Rav Shnei Batim Shalosh Kruvus Beinehem. If you have two houses, this is in the picture book, picture number 288. So if you have two houses, and in between the two houses, you have three chervos, three dilapidated, broken down houses. And now we assume that they are three next to each other. So you have house, churva, 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 house in a row, those five structures. And Rashi adds in that the only way to get from the houses to the churvas are through the windows. Right, the windows of the houses go from one churva to the next, and the other, the churvas, the walls are broken through, so you can go straight through all three. Only way to get there, so these is a tashmish avir. Rashi adds in that nobody owns these churvas, which we'll get back to in a minute. Says the Gemara, Rav, Zemishtamish b'samach shalo adei zrika, Zemishtamish b'samach shalo adei zrika. Each house could use the churva that is next to them. And the middle one is going to be Usur, which we'll explain why in a minute. But says the assumption now, according to Rashi, the Raya is already here, and that is, why is it a Raya? Because each one can use the Churva that's next to them. The other person from the other side can use this through throwing, right? It's not so, it's a couple of feet, so they can use it through throwing. The answer is, Tashmish Avir doesn't Usur. And that's Shitas Rav. Why is the middle one Usur? That we'll get to in a minute. But that is Tashmish Avir. This is a Raya already, according to Rashi. Rashi here again says, as I mentioned, that there is no second to last Rashi on the Amud, v'gimel churvos b'nehem, v'ein b'hen diurin v'ein lahem b'ilim. There are no owners to these churvos. The Re and Tosfos wonder why Rashi has to say this. Why does Rashi have to say this? Second line of Tosfos, mashma d'savar, d'im yesh lahem b'ilim, d'osrin osan b'ilim al b'nei abatim. It sounds like from Rashi that if there were owners, that they would aser on the b'nei habatim. It sounds like from Rashi, says Tosfos, that let's say they would have diurin here, then you would have an interesting bria. You wouldn't be able to carry in this churva because they would have owners, but the churva wouldn't aser your house. So is there such a case? It sounds like from Rashi that there is, that you have a makom that you're not allowed to carry in, even though it doesn't aser the place that it's open to. The Re rejects that. The Re says it can't be. That's why the Re, it's six lines up from the bottom. But that's what Rashi seems to be. That you have a case which doesn't aser, which is aser for you to carry in that place, though it doesn't aser. The Rishonim don't bring Raya's for Rashi. For the Ritva quotes a Mishnah that we had a couple of times. What happens in the case, if you remember, we had it, that people go away for Shabbos. And there's a bias that they go away for Shabbos. So do they Aser? Does that bias below Bailam Aser? So remember, we paskin that it does not Aser. If they went away for Shabbos, it's Machlokas Tanam, but we paskin Dira below Bailam, Loshma Dira. Therefore, it doesn't Aser. So does that mean you're allowed to go into his house all day and all night? And carry stuff in and out of the house? Forget the Xela issues. Just walking in and out of the house. If it doesn't Aser, so that automatically means that the Makom is Mutter? Says the Ritva, no. No, you can have a chiluk. Sometimes you have a case where you have a makum that does not aser upon you, though inside itself it is aser. So that's like Rashi here. Quotes three or four rayas, the Ritva rejects some of them, accepts some of them, but that's one case. It's like Rashi here. If the churvos had owners, they would be aser to carry in, though they wouldn't aser the makomos that are connected to them. Either way, that's what the Rishonim say is Shitas Rashi here. Let's continue now to explain how do you explain this din of Rav? Again, you have these three churvos. We just turned the page. Peheim abeis. You have these three churvos. So Rav says the two outer ones are mutter, and the middle one is aser. So Yasev Rav Bruna v'kamar lo hashmaitza. Rav Bruna heard this. Amalei Rebbe Elazar. Amalei Rebbe Elazar. Barbe Rav. Amar Rav Hachi. Did Rav really make this statement that the two outer ones are Usur, Mutter, and the middle one is Usur? I'm like, in. He says, yeah. He says, Achmi Leishpise. Show me where he is. I don't believe it. Achmi Leish, showed him where Rav was. Usur Lakami the Rav. Right, if we have a Kasha, what's the Musar Haskel? Okay, Kasha, okay, I'll live with it. No, you gotta go find your Rebbe. Gotta call him up. Right? The Gana, has to bother. Right? Two weeks ago, there was somebody who was listening to the daf. We asked a question, and we had the end of the shiur, and there was no, and we didn't answer it. It was the story by Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz, and the story with the Rabbi Yishmael Omer, and I didn't answer it. So a week later, I got a call from somebody who listened to the shiur on the daf. What's the answer? But this is the mucker for what he did. Baruch Hashem. It has to bother us. If it's a kashi, you don't hear something. We got to try to search out. We got to figure out the answer. See, he didn't like it. So he went to find Rav. So Asla came to Amar Mar Hachi, Amalei in. Amalei, how could you have said that? Amalei, Vahamarhu to Amar, but didn't you say a couple of days ago, Lezeb Bishosh, Lezeb Bizrika, Shneim Asurin, that if one has hard usage up and one has hard usage down, they're both Asur. What's he asking? So Rashi adds in that there's really two stages of his question. Rav Elazar sees this statement of Rav. Remember, Rav says you have these two churvas on the outside that are mutter for each house to use, and one on the inside. So why is that? So the assumption is, says Rav Elazar, it must be that the middle one is aser because of tashmish da'avir. The middle one is aser because of tashmish da'avir, right? And if the middle one is aser because of that, so why are the outer ones mutter? Are the outer ones mutter because it's just easier for one side to use it and not for the other? But 1 second, Rav, you say that doesn't make a difference. Tashmish, if you have one Bishilshul, one Bizrika, it doesn't make a difference. So I don't understand this psak. That's Rav Elazar's problem with Rav psak. His assumption is that the middle one is usher because of Tashmish Avir, which we didn't say that, right? We're trying to prove the other way. But he said his assumption is that the middle one is usher because of Tashmish Avir. Rav holds does usher if you just use it through the airspace. The outer ones are mutter, but why are the outer ones mutter? Because it's easier for you to use it because you just have to go down from your window and I have to go up, throw it for mine. But Rav, you said a couple days ago that if one has to go up, one has to go down, they both usher. You don't say down is easier, like Shmuel said. You hold both are usher. So I don't understand your psak. So says the Gemara, Amarle, Rav answered him. Misavris Takaimi Kishura. No, you didn't understand the case. You think that it was all in a row. House, churva, 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 house? No. Takaimi Kachatsuva. It's like a chatsuva, like a jar. What's a jar with holders? If you look at the picture, it's a case where you have two churvas next to each other in between the houses, and then next to them, picture 289, right next to them you have the third churva, which is open to both directly. So Rav says, that's what I was talking about. So what's the svara here? Why are the two little ones mutter and the big one aser? The middle ones are mutter because tashmish ta'avir, lo shmei tashmish. As Rav holds, that's what we're trying to prove from Rav. Rav holds that if you just use something through air, you don't walk in there, it's not going to aser. That's the reason for the two private ones. What about the third one? Why is that big case tashmish? Isn't that also tashmish avir? So why is that mutter? Why is that aser? So Rashi explains, no, that there it's not just tashmish avir. There you could use like right inside. That's an easy usage. So that's tashmish. What do you say tashmish avir was? If you have to like go four tefachim before you use the pail, before you use the well. But here you can use right outside your window. If you can use right outside your window, that's not called tashmish avir. That's called regular easy tashmish, and therefore it's going to aser because both parties have easy tashmish in this one area. In the other area, no. The other party has to throw it in. That's only tashmish da'avir, and therefore it wouldn't ask. Okay, so what do we say so far today? We have machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Whether if two people have usage of an area only through the airspace, not through walking, tashmish da'avir, does that aser or not? Meikra din, they both agree, as the Marshal said. Meikra din, both agree that it's not a problem. It's not real usage. But midrabanan, do you require a hecker? Do you require a little ziz? So Shmuel says yes, and Rav says no. Right, and halacha krav bi isure. So we and halacha. We paskin like Rav. Period. Amalei Rav Papa LeRava. Lema Shmuel Lesley Derev Dimi. Does Shmuel reject Rav Dimi? Shmuel holds that Tashmish Da'avir is a Tashmish. Does he reject Rav Dimi? Tachias Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Dimi said the name of Rav Yochanan. Malkam Shebo Dalar Adal. And Mutu Lebnei Rishis Rav. And Lebnei Rishis Yochel Kasi Valal. Obilvacha Lo Yachlifu. As we had before, if you have a little space that is not Dalar Adal, a little area, a little resting place between the street and the Rishus HaYachid, then both people, both from Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid, could rest their bundles on there, because it's a Makam Ptur. It's a Makam Ptur, so therefore they can rest their bundles and then keep going. They're not allowed to be Machlif. They're not allowed to go from one side to the Makam Ptur to the other side, even though Meikra Din is also Mutter. Right, because you didn't have an Akira and a Hanacha HaMechayeves. So really, going from a Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah to a Makam Tur to the opposite one, Meikra Din, that's Mutter. But it's an Issa Derabanan that we've had before, that you're not supposed to have an item that starts off in one Rosh Hashanah and ends up in another Rosh Hashanah, even if you do it in a Mutter way. Right, it's a Derabanan for that to occur. That's Ubevach Shalo Yechlifu. But what do you see here? That each of them could use this airspace. But what do you mean? According to Shmuel, Tashmish to Avir, is Shmei Tashmish. Don't you need a hecker? Don't you need a hecker here? Because each one is using it through airspace. Don't you need a hecker? Answers the Gemara, no. There's a chilek. Hasam Rishu Yos Da'araisa. What's Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yochanan talking about? And Shmuel would agree to that. That's by a Da'araisa world, where you're going from, you're dealing with Sarabims and Rishas Yachids. So when you're dealing with Da'araisas, so then he doesn't make Zeris. Because we're not worried that people are going to mess around and violate Da'araisas. Hacha Rishu Yos Da'rabanan. But here we're talking about a whole Da'rabanan world. You have two Chatzeros with another Chatzer in the middle. So then, Vacham Asu Chizik Ledevrayim Yosir Mishal Torah. But the Chachamim were mechazik, the Derabanans, like the Shel Torah, so people will take it seriously. That's where he's more machmir by Derabanans than the Oraisas. The Ritva asks what Rav doesn't believe in this principle. Rabbanan also chizik l'devrayim yosem mishal Torah. Rav agrees to that. He quotes other Gemaras in Erevah that where Rav agrees to that. So it must be that the Ritva says that Tashmish Avir is a very Tashmish Garua. It's a very Garua usage. So then, you're not going to be goes there even in that case. It is Lashon. He says, here, v'yishlomo derav sabar de tashmish avir geria tuva v'lo chashiv tashmish klal v'lo boy hakir v'chizik. Okay, that's not just a regular use. If you have a little bit to be based on, okay, so you'll asu chachamim a chizik le divrayhem. But again, if it's just a tashmish garua, you wouldn't. Amalei Rabbeinu l'Rabba mi'amar Rav Hachi. Does Rav really hold that it is mutter that Tashmish Avir does not aser? Final case we're going to deal with. V'ha'itmar shnei batim sheisidim shesarabim. So you have two houses on two opposite sides of the street. Rashi as in owned by one person. Again, that's because of the issue that we just said. Because we're going to be talking about throwing things from one place to the other place. So again, if it's owned by two people, that's the issur drabanan that we just mentioned. Going from one rishus to another rishus, even if they're both rishus yachid. You're not supposed to go from one rishus yachid to another rishus yachid without making an eruv. So shnei batim sheitzid rishus rabim. Rabba bar Rav Huna amar Rav asur lizrog mizeh lazeh. Rav says you can't throw from one to the other. Ushmul amar mutar lizrog mizeh lazeh. And Shmuel says it's mutter. Why? Because the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, of the people using Rishus HaRabim, is going to aser. But one second, doesn't Rav say Tashmish Da'avir does not aser? And here he says aser lizrog mizeh lazeh. So how could you say this? Brackets, why doesn't the Gemara ask also on Shmuel? Because Shmuel says mutter lizrog, while Shmuel before said aser. So Rashi and Tosis give two different answers. Shmuel says, because this is talking about a case of Daraisa. And we just said that by Daraisa, Shmuel is not gozer. So that's one answer. That's why how Shmuel could say mutter. Tosus has a different answer. Tosus, the end of Tosus me, says no, here we're talking about above Yud Tvachim. Above Yud, that's not the same as just going through a window. Above Yud is much different. You're not going to get confused in that case. You don't need a hecker in that case. Either way, the Gemara does not ask on Shmuel. But according to Rav, that's what the Gemara asks. How could Rav, who usually says Tashmish Da'avir, does not aser, so why here, throwing from one house to the other house with the street in the middle, why is he going to aser? The only thing that's asering here is the Tashmish of the Avir of the people in the street. So why is he going to aser? So Amalei says the Gemara, you're right. Meikir Hadin is no problem, but it's a gzera. It's a gzera. Why? Lav miyu kimna. Aren't we worried? The midlichad and mitatichad. Aren't we talking about the case where the windows aren't directly across from each other? One's a little above and one's a little below, so it's not so easy to throw. People don't have such great aim, right? So if they're above, one's above each other. So zimna demigna dervin nafil vasi lasuye. Because maybe you're going to throw it and you're not going to reach it, right? You're not going to hit the target, the other window. It's going to fall on the ground, and then you're going to have to carry it. You're going to drop your thing. You're going to go and carry it. Four amos and rishus harabim. So that's why it's aser mishum gezera. The Gemara here says va'asila asuya. You're going to come to carry it. Therefore, the issue doesn't seem to be just the falling down on the street. The issue seems to be it's going to fall down on the street, and therefore you're going to come to carry it. So we're only going to be worried, it sounds like, this Gemara about something that's going to fall on the street. You're going to come to carry. If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this Gemara, and the Rashba here quotes the Ravid as well, and that is, so therefore, if you throw breakable items, there's no gzera. Because then there's no worry that you're going to come to carry it. If you throw kli charis, you're going to throw your china out the window to the other. So if you're throwing it to get to the pillow in the other window, so fine. But if you, what the Gemara just say, we're not going to allow that because if it falls down on the street, you're going to come to carry it. But unless you have something that's going to smash, so then there's no gzera. Right, because in that case, the Rabbanan never goes there in that case. That's what the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins kli charis is not a problem to throw from one to the other, even without an eruv. But that's what it says, because you're worried it's going to fall v'asil asuye. If you look at Rashi for a minute, Rashi in the last Rashi on the Gemara, d'mizli chad metati chad, v'esak gavoa v'echa namach, shema yizrok min anamach l'gavoa, v'lo yagia, v'yipo l'rushas harabim. Rashi says, no, what are you worried about? It's not going to reach, and it's going to fall in Mishas Rabbim. Rashi doesn't have the next sentence of, and you're going to have to carry it. Rashi just says, and it's going to fall in Mishas Rabbim. As if Rashi is worried about the throwing per se. You're going to throw it from your house, and it's going to fall in the street. Period. Right? I mean, you're going to start from Mishas Yachad and go to Mishas Rabbim. So it sounds like from Rashi, again, I didn't see Achronim point this out, but it sounds like from Rashi that the issue that you're worried about is the falling in the street itself, not that you were going to come to carry it. Because you're now going from Rishas Arabim, from Rishas Yachad to Rishas Arabim. Therefore, maybe even something breakable, Rashi would aser. But again, it seems to be, if the Diak in Rashi is correct, it seems to be a machlokas, are we goes there? Again, you're not going to be chayiv, the Araisa, in this case. Why? Because you have Kavana, your Kavana is to throw it from Rishas Yachad to Rishas Yachad. It happened to throw it in Rishas Arabim. So, but you're not going to be chayiv, the Shogeg. Shogeg, or there wasn't a Hanacha Machayeves. But either way, are we going to be goes there up to that case? That's the machlokas here between Rashi and the other Rishonim, it seems. Again, if the Diak is correct. According to Rashi, we're gozer through that case. Maybe going to Rashi, that is a substantive Hotzah case. Though you're going to be Pater, and though you don't have a Hanacha Mechayeves. Well, the other Rishonim say, no, what are you talking about? You didn't have Kavana. It fell down. The only issue is you're worried that you're going to come to carry it afterwards. Not that the falling down per se. Either way, at least according to the Gemara, it's Vasi Lasuye, but it's unclear whether Rashi had that Girsa. Whether Rashi had those two words, Asu Lasuye, because again, Rashi ends off the Yipol or Rishas Arabim. Okay, next Mishnah. New discussion. Where to put your Erev Chatzeros? Hanosein es Eruvo. Bebeit Shar Achsadrum Mepeses. Eino Erev. If you put your Erev in a Beit Shar, in a guard booth, Achsadra, or in a outdoor porch area, Umer Pesas, Eino Erev, although it's not a good Erev. Why? Because an Erev Chatzeros must be put in a place that's Ra'oi Ladira, must be put in a place that's fit for residence. And all of these halachically are not viewed as fit for residence. Okay, because what's the point of an Erev Chatzeros? It's to bind all the houses together as if we all live here where the challah is. So you got to put the challah in a place where theoretically we could all live. So if you put it in a place that's not fit for living, not for residential usage, so then it's just commercial, so then you can't put the Erev there. V'hador shamein osur olav. And even if somebody lives there, he doesn't aser, because it's not called a dira. You could have living there, but it still halachically won't be called a residence. Right? Ein osur olav. But the opposite, beis ha-tevet, beis ha-bakor, beis ha-eis, beis ha-osaros. But let's say you have storage houses. You have a silo, you have a place where you keep your wood or your cattle. Harei ze Erev. So that is royal adira. You might not live there, but it's royal adira, it's usage. V'hadar shamoser. And if you live there, if somebody lives there, he answers. Because again, that is royal adira. Again, this is similar halachas, hilchas mezuzah. What needs a mezuzah or not? Royal adira. So again, your garage needs a mezuzah. You don't live in the garage. The answer is you can live in the garage. Right? It's not like, it's not in a royal adira totally. So similar, not exactly halachas, to the hilchas mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yesham tfisas yad shabal habayis, eino oser. Rabbi Yehuda says, if there is an area that you have a couple of, let's say, places owned by the Baal HaBayis, and the Baal HaBayis has tfisas yad, he has certain rights in all those areas, even if he rents it out to others in order to live in, as long as he has tfisas yad in those areas, it is called his, and therefore it does not eat an Erev. Rashi quotes a big discussion in the Achronim, maybe we'll talk more about this tomorrow, and the Rashi v'hadar sham, im hisho balabayis beis ha-teved shalo la'acher la'dur sham, os, I'm sorry, next Rashi, im yesha tfisas yad shal balabayis, she yish la'balabayis makom, b'tiraso shalzeh, balabayis keeps a place for himself, in all these houses, shenosin sham kalim latznia, he puts his kalim there to keep his kalim there. So then, that's called tfisas yad, and therefore they don't need an Erev there because as if the Baal HaBayis lives in all these places, it's as if it's all owned by one place. Okay, we're going to get to, as you can already see a little bit, it's going to be very halacha lamaisa. But before that, our minhag is to put the Erev and all our Erev chaseros. Our minhag is to put it in shuls. Our shuls royal adira, put it in one shul in the neighborhood. So you need a royal adira. So is a shul royal adira? Or the Shulchan Aruch says that we learn the Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. You're not allowed to sleep in a shul. You're not allowed to eat in a shul. So the Ramah already is bothered by this. Even in the Ramah's time, 500 years ago, they did this. The Ramah says, V'aminik b'zman hazeh, lohaniach ha'erev b'beis HaKnesses. V'cheino agu ha'kadmonim, v'nir li atam. Says the Ramah, interesting, the Ramah usually doesn't explain his shitas. But he says, v'nir li atam, de'eruvin shalonu yishlem din shituf. We're going to learn in a minute that Sheet of Mavos doesn't have to be put in a Beis Dira. That could be put in a Chatzer. So an Erev Chatzeres has to be put in the house, but a Shita Mavos is not. So says Rama, our Erevs have the status of Shita Mavos because it's combining all the streets of the city, which have the halacha of Shita Mavos. Others say that maybe it's talking about the sides of the shul, the side rooms of the shul that have the status of a Beis Dira, or other, maybe, like, we do eat and drink in our shuls, for once we get over that halachic hurdle, whether it was a tanai or whatever the reason was. But either way, that's the minhag. Amar Rav Yehuda, Breda of Shmuel, Bar Shelas. Oh, there's also an interesting discussion. The Gemara in Yuma, Dav Yud, says that Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, required a mezuzah on his sukkah, and said, if you live in a sukkah in the chatzer, sukkah mitzvah on sukkahs, you do aser. And the post can ask, well, how could they aser? We just said it has to be Roy Ladira. It has to be Roy Ladira. So how could he say that the sukkah chag asers? So the Magen Avraham says, no, it's Rabbi Yehuda L'shitaso. So if you remember from Maseches Sukkah and Erevin, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Sukkah is Diras Keva against the Chachamim. We hold Sukkah is Diras Arai. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, Sukkah is Diras Keva, so it's L'shitaso. Sukkah is Diras Keva, that's why you need a mezuzah, and that's why the Rishos Asers. That's because Rabbi Yehuda L'shitaso. That's for a Sukkah. If you look at it, so Yuma Daf Yudam Alf. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Breda Rav Shmuel by Shelas, Komakam Shamar Hadarsha, Amino Oser, Anos Eruva, Eno Erev. The rule is, whenever Chazal said that if you live somewhere you don't Aser, so then if you put your Erev in that place, it's not a good Erev, because those two dinim work together. The only exception to the rule is a beishar, a guard booth of an individual rishus. Cause them, if somebody lives there, it does not aser, but you can put your Erev there, cause that's considered private. And the next rule is, wherever the Chacham say you cannot put your Erev, you can put your Shituf, cause as we just said, Shituf does not require a bias, a royal adira. Erev Chatzeros is to combine houses, so you need a residence. Shita Mavos is just to connect Chatzeros, so that doesn't require a house. Chutz me'avir mavui, the only place where you can't put the wine of the Shita Mavos is in the mavui itself. You have to put it in one of the Chatzeros. My kamash l'tanina, what's the chiddush? Didn't we learn this in the Mishnah? Hanos says Eruv Beit Sharach Sajim passes Eno Erev. The Mishnah says you can't put it in any of these places that are not royal adira. Erev udalo have hashitav have, so you could put it a shitav in. That's the diuk. So what's the chiddush of this second statement? Beishar the yachid bavir demavi yitzricha leit delotznan. The exceptions are the chiddush. Period. Tanina mihachi Hanos says Eruv Beit Sharach Sajim passes b'chazer b'mavi areza Erev. Bryce says if you put your Erev in all these places, it is a good Erev. One second. All these places the Mishnah said are not a good Erev. But it's not an Ainz Erev. The Mishnah said you can't put it in a base Shar or Achsadra, etc. So Eimar is a Shitav. Oh, the Brisa really meant to say that these are good Shitav, but the Shitav in, because the Shitav doesn't require a house. So Shitav Mavui, Lo Mintar. But one second. One of the things on the list here is putting it in the Mavui. We just said you can't put it in the Mavui because it's Lo Mintar. It's not guarded there. And it has to be guarded. So Eima Bechatzer Shebemavui. The last two words don't mean Ubechatzer Ubemavui. It means the Chatzer in the Mavui. That's where you're allowed to put it. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Bnei Chabura Shoyim Mesubin V'Kiddush Alein Hayom. Right, people are having a meal and all of a sudden Shabbos started. Pasha ala shulchan, somechalim shem Erev, they could use the bread on the table for Erev. And we discussed a couple weeks ago when we had this, you know, is the Baal Bais makne to them? Is he mezakeh to them? What if a guest takes their food and is bekadesh and isha with it? Is it really theirs or not? So that's we had that discussion earlier. Ayin gimel amabes. So if you have this, you have to have the bread on the table, so you use it for the Erev. And some say they use it for a shitav. There's no steerer here. Some say the meal was in the house. So if the meal's in the house, then you can even use that for Erev. Some say the meal was in the yard. So if it's in the yard, you can't use it for Erev. It must have been used for a shitav. There's a brisa that supports you. There's a brisa that says you do Erev chatzeros in the chatzer and the shitav mavos in the mavui. What do you mean putting it in the chatzer? You have to put it in the house. So Ema, it means Eruv chatzeros bebayis shebachatzer shitufim mavos bechatzer sheba mavui. No, it means the Eruv chatzeros goes in the house in the yard, the shitufim mavos goes in the chatzer in the mavui. So that proves everything that we just said. Again, the fundamental difference between a mavui and a chatzer: mavuis don't need to be in a dira because it just has to be in a chatzer. A Eruv chatzeros has to be in a house. But tomorrow we continue tfisas yad. We're going to talk about landlords. Landlords that have a stove or a fridge in a tenant's apartment. Is that called tfisas yad to make them not require an Erev? Major machlokas for Moshe versus other poskim. But that we'll get to Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Okay? And that'll be apartments, a little bit about hotels, and etc. Lila Nishmas Klonimis Ben Yosef Tzvi. A good and Dalin Chanukah.
Did that thing I gave you help?
Yeah, he quoted some others.